أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Today we begin with the discussion of verses 52 and 53 of Surah Ali Imran. For several verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed the glad tidings, the good news that Allah Ta'ala had granted Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha about the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. On the one hand, it is going to be miraculous, and on the other hand, the nature and the status of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that Allah Ta'ala is going to bestow upon him this kitab, Allah is going to grant him knowledge of the Torah, and the various miracles that Allah Ta'ala will grant him, and then a bit about the mission of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had come into this world, and exactly as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the glad tidings, that is exactly how the incidents had unfolded. He had spoken miraculously whilst he was a few days old, and then those miracles that Allah Ta'ala had spoken about had come into being, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had invited his people, the Banu Israel, the children of Israel, towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, towards Tawheed, understanding the fact that they were at the lowest ebb at that particular time, that for years and years their hearts had become hard. Their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had increased. Pride and arrogance had only increased. They turned away from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And worse than anything else, they began to misinterpret the kitab of Allah, the Torah. And they began to then sectarize the people upon them, the upper class and the lower class. They began to give verdicts, and this was the priesthood amongst them, the learned amongst them, that began to give different verdicts to those that were amongst them, those that had the wealth, those who were fortunate, and then of course the lower class amongst them, the peasants, they were given different verdicts. And in this way, there was this imbalance in the community, not only insofar as the economics were concerned, but insofar as the religious doctrines were concerned, and every kind of difficulty had been imposed upon them insofar as the deen was concerned. Now Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had come with one to revive the rules and to revive the laws of the Torah, and on the other hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with the Injil, and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam began to propagate the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of tawheed, of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of brotherhood, and of course that there will be the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that will be for one and all. And in this way, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam began his propagation, but on the other hand, he began to meet resistance from the Banu Israel, and he began to meet opposition from the Banu Israel. And it was at this time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now begins to speak about the mission of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and the difficulties that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had faced. Hence Allah ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam had sensed, or he had perceived from them, from the Bani Israel, al-kufr, when he had perceived disbelief amongst them, in other words, not only disbelief, but there is going to be this opposition that they are going to oppose the cause of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which is going to be venomous. They are not going to leave any stone unturned in opposing Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. At that time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam realized that the mission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala needs to go on. In front of him, he had seen, obviously, the murder, the assassination of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. He had seen the murder of Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, and he realized that this is a nation that is uncouth. This nation is not going to spare the blood of even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And he realized that the mission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala needs to continue. Qala man ansari ilallah. He asked, who is my helper ilallah, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One very important aspect here is that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had begun this mission all alone, and there was no one on the side of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is an important fact, that there was no political party, there was no groupings that was formed, there was no constitution that was written out, but he had begun this all alone. But when he realized that there was a threat to his life, when he realized that the mission of Allah Ta'ala must continue, it was only then that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam began to look for the support. And another very important aspect is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala needs no help, but it is only Allah Ta'ala's grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives man the opportunity for man to strive and struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala embraces man. Otherwise, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of the services of any individual whatsoever. قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. Then the Hawariyun. Now this Hawariyun, they were the disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we will understand it from the gospel. But a little insight into who the Al-Hawariyun was. First, the word Al-Hawariyun, ulama have stated that its original, it comes from the word Al-Hur. And Hur refers to something or someone that is absolutely fair in complexion, absolutely white in complexion. And that is why the Hur-e-Een of Jannah has also been referred to as Al-Hur. These people were known as Al-Hur for various reasons. At the very initial mission of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there were two amongst them that were people that used to wash the clothes of others. In other words, that was the occupation. Some ulama wrote that they were from the very, very lower class of community and society. Is they believed in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam saw them washing the clothes of the people as the income. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam addressed them, and he said to them that you wash the clothes of the people, you clean the clothes of the people, let me show you how to clean the hearts of the people. They were ever willing to assist Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then we find in some narrations that they numbered 12, and in certain narrations they numbered 29. Probably they would have begun with 2 and then 12 with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and up to 29. But 29 with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, facing an entire community of the Bani Israel, would tell us the kind of difficulty that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would have had with these number of people. Other ulama have stated that the clothing in itself was absolutely and purely white, and that is why they were known as Al-Hawariyun. Some have stated because of the noble character, the cleanliness of their hearts, that is why they were known as white. And of course, then in the Arabic language, this word was then used for somebody that becomes a sincere bosom helper, a bosom friend for someone, like we find in the hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that at the time of Khandaq, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who will be my hawari, who will be my helper? And Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded on 3 occasions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, On all three occasions, Sayyiduna Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that every Nabi has a Hawari, and my Hawari in Jannah will be Sayyiduna Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So then it was imported in the Arabic language as a helper, as an assistant, as somebody that will be bosom to someone else. Amanna billah. They said, Nahnu Ansarullah. We are the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amanna billah. We believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Washhad bi anna muslimun. O Isa, bear witness to the fact that we are muslimun. And this is a very important aspect, that we have submitted to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So it does not mean that the followers of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would be any different to us. They were also muslimun in the fact that they had submitted to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fully they had given themselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Rabbana amanna. Now they turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they submit to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Oh our Rabb, amanna. Certainly we have brought iman. Bima anzalta. In that which you had revealed, O Allah. Whether the revelation was that of the Torah, whether it was of the Zabur, whether it was of any other scripture, and more importantly here, the revelation in its original, pure, pristine form of the gospel of the Bible, we believe in all of that. And that was the core of iman. And the second part of iman was this, وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. And O Allah, we followed the Rasul. And that is Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In this particular case, فَاكْتُبَنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And O Allah, write us down, inscribe us, مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, with those who had bore witness. In other words, those who had given testimony. Those that had given testimony to the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And some ulama have stated that here, those who would give testimony will be the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they would have heard from Isa alayhi salatu wasalam the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and it would have been their desire then to be part of this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In so far as the testimony is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also grant us such kind of firmness in our iman, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also make us the ansarullah, the helpers of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.